Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good morning. Welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. Trent, what is your...
We are.
How you feeling this Sunday? You feeling good?
Man, I feel great.
Even though it's... Yeah. How was your...
You've been
loading
through
up.
Through the Thanksgiving holiday, got some good carbs.
There you go.
And some good meat. What they call that? Meat is not carbs. It's
protein.
Protein. That's really good protein.
It's a tough word.
With some gravy on top of it.
There you go.
I've been exercising some, so I feel energized.
How big of a bird? Last year you cooked
I don't know relative sizes of birds. We'll call it a big bird.
But it's not the actual big bird.
I took that joker out back and beat the yell off of him.
Every kid going, ah, he killed Big Bird.
Ford was crying.
Oh,
Knox got mad at me.
You weren't like Donald Trump and pardoned the turkey. You weren't going to do that. We didn't pardon any turkeys either. It makes me feel any better.
Mm.
Those jokers are tasty.
I don't know, man.
They're tasty turkeys. They're good.
Tasty?
Yeah.
I know one thing. People I don't go there with politics. That's my daddy taught me. You keep that at the house.
Oh, gosh.
You know, I don't go there with you know, whatever. We get along with everybody and love and accept everybody, which leads us to our guest today, David Gallagher. He's an awesome dude, very dynamic.
Yeah, you're excited about this.
I am. I'm pumped up. I was giving you the rundown. He's a fellow YPO guy, and we're fastly becoming dear friends. But anyway.
And he hails from...
These jokers, it's hunting season. I mean, I've actually gone quail hunting a couple times so far this year. These jokers will put the pictures of 25 birds on Facebook and show the world that they like... I don't get it.
Dude, okay, so here...
Keep your business at your house.
Those...
Or with your buddies.
Who's listened to us for a long time, if you would have thought that Trent and I would be talking about hunting and fishing like we talk about these days... They'd be like, huh, what happened to y'all?
Man, I hang out
with
a bunch of country boys.
I enjoy it. No, it's good to be outside. I mean, and the excitement level and you know, of being in Mother Nature is about to be.
But I
kids.
Enjoy it, and I'm no good at anything I do.
Neither am I.
Including golf and business and all that. But
I think you're all right.
But
business.
I just try to try to hit more triples than I hit singles or strikeouts.
We're all learning.
But anyway, everything I've ever hunted or done, we throw our fish back when we fish, me and the kids.
Yep.
And we eat, you know, if we're hunting animal.
Definitely gets eaten. Well, no, the first time I ever really went hunting, I went with my cousin Jason Braun. He's been on the show with he and his family and
the rabbit.
And the one thing, you know, Jason's dad Mike, before these dogs get out of this cage, and we go hunting, who is cleaning the rabbit and who is eating the rabbit? And if somebody doesn't answer, we're not going. And that was a good lesson for me. I was like, that's great. And then, we've been doing a lot of fishing. Mm-hmm. Which has been great. The weather's been so mild this fall. And it's cool to catch them, look at them, then put them back where they belong, unless you're going to eat
them.
Well,
I will say, the other day, Ford's been wanting to go fishing. You know, we got these little short kid rods, and we go down. I buy worms over at Dale's, and we go down, and Rowan came down. So it's me, Ford, and Rowan. And literally, for some reason, Rowan's on the other side of the dock. She can kind of do her own thing. I kind of help Ford get going, but he's learning.
Yeah.
And, he caught three fish in a row, three brim.
And the look on a kid's face. Crappy.
Little perch brim.
Yeah, yeah.
Freshwater in the river. And we threw them all back. He held them and, you know, watch out for the fins. Took a couple photos.
Snap.
To keep in the family. I put a fish pick or two online.
I have too.
Then Rowan caught one, and it was a real little baby one, and it ate the hook. And she started crying, and there's nothing you. It was such a small brim. There's really nothing you can do to. You cut the line and you let it go, and you hope that nature will digest the hook or
listen,
or that, what happens.
That
happens.
Brim becomes a larger fish as
yeah,
Thanksgiving
I got
dinner.
It. But it was sad. It.
Yeah.
And she really, to that point, was like, oh, man. And I said, well, it's baby. I'm not cleaning this baby brim. I don't know what to do. It swam away.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
It's okay.
It was fun. We had a good time.
No, it is cool. I'll tell you a funny story. I don't know if you even know this, Trent. We were fishing last Saturday. Same kind of deal. And Scarlett's on something, like, she's tugging and tugging and reeling and reeling. My phone rings. And it was Reagan. She had a question about something in the basement. I'm like, God, I got to get this phone call. Can't get to it. And so I let it go to voice. She texted me. I was able to answer. And Scarlett pulled in two fish.
Saltwater.
Two fish on one hook.
You catching bigger fish than me, boss.
Well, you know, it's just cool to learn. And I know you go with people that know what they're doing. And I had the privilege to go Sunday with a real good friend of mine, Derek Capps, who I met through another buddy. And, man, this guy's legit. He lives in Hampstead, North Carolina. His first time I've ever been to Hampstead. And we went out in his boat, and Trinity, it's like rough. And I'm trying to be, you know, I'm like you. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to go with the flow. I'm like, man, it's pretty rough out here. I don't know if this is good. About 4 hours into it, after being flown around and tossed and turned, he finally looks at me. He's like, man, you think we ought to go in? It's pretty rough out here. And I'm like, yeah, probably a good idea. Well,
so we went down to Brent Beeson's, has a place down in Florida. Yeah. And Dave Gallagher, our guest, was with us. And we were supposed to go fishing, and Brent has a captain, Crack Daddy. He's awesome. Steve McCracken, his name of his charter business is Crack Daddy.
That's
and,
cool.
And it's awesome. Great guy. This is down in St. Pete, and it was too rough, so we did a poker run. I learned what a poker run was.
Oh, those are cool.
You go from restaurant to restaurant, and you play a game of poker, and you have a drink, and you go to another restaurant. I enjoy poker runs more than I enjoy fishing, especially when it's real rough, and Crack Daddy says you can't go.
You listen to the Crack Daddy.
So we didn't fish. So Dave and I have not fished together, but we're like faux fishermen. Hey, well, we hope you're having fun. We hope you are winding down the last day probably of your Thanksgiving holiday with friends and family. You're listening to At Home with Roby. When we come back, our guest is Dave Gallagher with Dominion Payroll. You're listening to At Home with Roby.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. Trent, you're excited about this kiss. I like it when you get excited. I think you get excited about a lot of your YPO friends. It's cool to see y'all's interaction. And I'm excited to learn about Dave Gallagher.
Yeah, I was telling the story yesterday to some clients that I sold my first job the summer before my senior year in college.
Okay.
Doug and Kim Sleeper, they're clients.
Oh,
we're
yeah?
doing a project
yeah.
for them now out at Carmel Country Club. Been like 21-year clients. And they're going to come. They want to come on the show.
Oh, that'd be great.
And they're both retired from Wells Fargo, and they're real young. They play a lot of golf, and they have two great kids. But we were talking about the evolution of the show and how originally we were going to talk about kitchens and trends and custom construction, and then I was like, scrap this. We got the coolest network ever. Like, all we do, right, Dave, is stand around and tell stories about life and have fun.
And they are some good stories, Trent. I mean, as long as I've been, well, one, around you, and two, is in the inside the organization. I mean, the stories get better. I can't believe that we're still finding new stories. I mean, I thought I had heard them all, but there's way more out there.
I have a belief. People ask me all the time. They're like, "How do you come up with these stories?" I'm like, "Man, every show's got at least a week apart." I got a lot of living to do in between these shows.
So Dave, I do have to ask you one quick question before we get into the meat of the show here. What's your closet look like, man?
I'm
checking out some of your sport coats.
Hey, Patrick, that is the most common question I deal with. You're going to have to do a better softball than that one.
Whoa. Are you like hanging with John Daly here? I mean, what's going on, man? I love these things.
Listen, man, I taught him everything he knows, all right? So here's the deal. So, I mean, about 15 years ago, I went to a holiday party, and I bought this crazy-looking jacket.
Yeah.
I mean, this thing had sequins on it, and it had the greens and the blues. And, you know, I think, as you two might know, my personality lends itself to not being afraid of of being colorful outside a social environment. And so I put this thing on, and everyone just loved it. And I think what was more interesting than anything was how people responded to it. You know, they thought it was humorous.
Yeah.
And so conversation was light, and it was interesting. And a lot of people, and this is what I always love, said, man, I need to do that too. You know, I need to stop taking things so seriously. And I kind of reflected on it. And so I started, I mean, this is 15 years ago, I started buying these sport coats typically around a holiday or an event or something like that. I have amassed almost 200 sport coats.
Oh, my goodness.
Over this period of time. And my commitment, Patrick, and I think Trent can vouch for me here, you're not going to see me in the same one twice.
Got it.
I work really hard at making sure that if I'm going out to an event, Patrick, and I know that I'm going to see you on, say, you know, December 12th, and I might see you again on January 18th, I'm not going to wear the same one.
Wow.
But I do have a separate closet full of these things. And, you know, it's not just about being goofy. It to me, is a message to people that successful people are human, right? Or and then I'm not even talking about myself. I'm talking, you know,
sure,
that there's humor in this world, and we have to take ourselves a little less seriously.
Well, you know that you're on the At Home with Roby show. You're going to have to button that thing up a little bit. We're very serious here.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you what. The two of you have a blue blazer between you. I'm sure of it.
Hold on, Patrick. You have
to go. I'm getting
you. Listen.
I'm getting
David Gallagher
crushed.
Dominion payroll. I mean, you can go Google this cat.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're
going
to tell you how to find. I mean, he's all over the internet because you can tell. But he's got the best hair. I mean, the first time I ever
he does have
the first time
hair.
I ever met him was about 2 years ago. He was a rookie YPO, or he hails from Richmond, Virginia. We were out west. And we have these crazy parties, and people dress up, and you know I dress up, but I don't go bonkers. And this dude come out looking like Macho Man Randy Savage. I'm like, who is this guy? Like literally, you had to look, man, the fur and everything. I was like, and I told Patrick before the show, I was like, and you get to know Dave, and it's all real, and it's all authentic, and you're right.
Yeah.
It brings people's guard down and makes people say, I can be who I want to be. And I'm grateful for that. So thank you.
That is cool. I like
that. Well, I appreciate that. You know, I and that's a very important part of that is, I am hoping, you certainly now in this world, right, you know, there's a lot of conflict out there in the way people communicate, that if we can just begin with a humorous, more inspiring conversation, people, one, like one another that way. You know, they find themselves to be in the creative environment. I think the conversation is more rich when it's that way. So, you know, I'll tell you something, Trent. I don't know if you saw that jacket I wore when I first met you. That was a full-on white fur coat with LED lights on the inside. I don't know if you saw the detail of that thing was pretty good.
I'm pretty sure I have a accurate mental picture of you the first evening that I met you. Yes. We've grown our friendship 2 years now. I mean, we're brothers, and we're going to forever be brothers, and that's just the way it is. So
I love it, man.
So
So
give us a little story. Your through your primary business, Dominion Payroll Services, mm-hmm. and how you got started in that, and I think it's a great story of entrepreneurism and why you want to run a business.
Thank you. Well, all right, I need the both of you to sit down because I know this is going to shake you to your core. But David Gallagher is the CPA, and I know that I am certainly not your typical one, certainly with the way I dress. But when I was in college, I'll tell you guys a great story, and Trent knows this, and Patrick, you'll love more about
it.
My wife and I had our first child when we were 20 years old, man. We were in college, and we didn't really have any certainty as to what the future held other than just being in love and knowing that our family was going to begin then. And I went to my brother-in-law and I asked him, what is the most money I can make out of college? And he just said to me, he said, David, you got to go get an accounting degree. That's the guarantee. And I hope your listeners out there that maybe have some adolescents and some young people, they tell that to their kids, because that is one surefire way to have solid employment for a full career. And it doesn't always have to be in accounting. Proof David Gallagher here. So So I went to work at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and ultimately the story that kind of unfolds is I wanted to be an entrepreneur from an early age. And my father was the one who said to me, he said, Dave, all right, now that you've learned accounting and you've learned kind of the transaction of business, you need to learn how to sell. You need to learn to go out and build customers. And the only company that would hire me was ADP, Paycheck, you know, the very large payroll organization. And you know, I moved around with them a little bit. We moved to Australia. We moved to California. I had some great leadership positions, and I learned an awful lot. But, you know, I think what's great about my story is that it's part and parcel of the fact that innovation isn't always, you know, some technological advancement or some creative function. That innovation can be just doing something better with a perceived value on the way you would approach it. And so I had a fundamental belief that payroll services could be a customer service-oriented organization. And so I started this with absolutely almost nothing. And we moved into my mother's garage. And 20 years later, we've been begging, borrowing, and growing this business as best we can. We now have offices all around the country and about 300 employees. And we provide time and attendance, payroll services, and HR services to, you know, clients between 2 and 3 employees, up to 5,000, 8,000 employees.
Wow.
But, you know, really the heart of it, Trent and Patrick, is that we are a we'll talk a little bit this more. We are a cultural business, a deep, deep believer in culture, more than just thin mission statement here. And I think that translates in the way we treat our customers and why we've had success.
So how many – did you have one kid when you moved into your in-law's garage?
Oh, no, man. I had
Or your mother's?
I had three. You know, it's funny real quick. I was telling my son, who's 25, he's down here on the strip with us, and I was looking at him the other night. And he's an investment banker up in Manhattan. I said, Andrew, I had 3 kids by the time I was your age right now. So he about dropped on the floor. So we had 3 little babies when we started the business, right?
Man, that is cool.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Well, Dave, that is awesome. We're going to go pay some bills. Will you stick around? I know you have more stories of culture, entrepreneur, and
you
how you treat people. So we have David Gallagher with Dominion Payroll when we return. You're listening to At Home with Roy.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. Trent, we just recorded probably the best segment of the At Home with Roby show. The only problem is we weren't recording. No, Dave, you blew us away on the last segment. You know, if you missed the first couple of segments, you won't get caught up. We do have a podcast. We are cool like that, Trent. We're like millennials, man. Look at us.
You got all the tools, guys.
But we got Dave Gallagher. And, Dave, you were telling Trent and I a story, and I mean, I was completely captivated. I didn't know really where you're going. I know a little bit of the history Trent shared with me. But,
yeah, sure.
Well, you set it up, and I got to say, you told the story about Dominion Payroll and how you got your start.
Well done.
And then you said it's based on culture and service. So take it away, dog.
No. I mean, this part of the radio show and the conversation with the two of you is where my heart really begins to explode. And I want to thank you both for having me on, because every time I get to tell this story, I keep a very important legacy alive on this earth. And it's not just about the person that it honors. It's about a passion and a belief system that that my daughter Cameron was fundamentally outspoken about. And so I'm going to tell you guys a story. And as I always introduce a story, I always want to say the story, you know, be prepared. This has a deep tragedy in it, but it is not a tragic story. And like all great innovation and change, you know, stories are steeped in some sort of pain somewhere. You know, greatness is a result of difficulty somewhere. We all know that to be the case, and this is very much that case. And so I was talking about my family a little bit. Some of you guys know I have 5 children, and my second child is my daughter Cameron. She would be 22 right now. And I was a young parent. Grace and I were very young, and as we were raising Cameron, she began to display significant signs of anxiety and depression. And for those of you that are parents out there, I know many of your listeners are, you know what I'm talking about when you see this and you the horror you feel because you don't know how to help a child dealing with this. Okay, it's a very personal pain to these young people. And my daughter Cameron dealt with it to the extent that it really debilitated her learning, and we had to homeschool her. And there were times where she was so anxious and depressed, we had a very difficult time getting her out of bed. She would go on and off medications. But the real story is this, and I'll tell you something, Trent Haston, Cameron Gallagher and Trent Haston have a lot in common. I mean this, and this is I hope, one of the highest compliments you are ever paid. This is a person who, when she saw something wrong, she went at it. And she did not care that people may not feel the same way about her. If her fundamental core system thought that this was wrong, you were going to hear about it. And by God, she was going to carry a flag. And she was going to carry along people on her mission. And she looked at the way she felt. She identified it as depression. And it drove her nuts, absolutely bonkers, that people would treat her poorly through depression and anxiety. And when she was feeling good, her friends would call her and invite her to homecoming and take her to dances. But, you know, when she was dealing with this deep depression, she was alienated. And we talked about that. And as those of you know, that's called stigma, right? That's a stigma. That Yep. means that people are afraid to deal with it. They don't want to talk about it. And our daughter Cameron absolutely believed that was wrong and that the world had to change. And so she began an absolute all right campaign to change the world around mental health stigma. She did so much that she created a 5K program that she planned to host in different community neighborhoods, where neighborhoods would get together and they would run 5Ks and they would raise money around stigma reduction and treatment centers. And the story is really sad here. When Cameron was 16, as a tool to deal with her anxiety and depression, she began running, and we would run together. She chose to run a half marathon race, and when she was 16 years old, she entered the Virginia Beach Shamrock Half Marathon, and this was March 16, 2014. She crossed the finish line, and she fell in my arms, and she died of cardiac arrhythmia. And, yeah, I mean, guys, I'll tell you, man, I mean, there's no easy way to share this story, because to every parent and to every person that knows love, that is the most amount of pain I believe that a human can experience. And I hope that there's no worse pain, because I can't even imagine getting through that twice. But I will tell you this, what is so beautiful about this story is that as my wife and my family went through our grieving process, Cameron had already put out massive community plans to run the Speak Up 5K. And our community started challenging us. They would write us letters and social media posts and texts saying, hey, you guys have to finish what Cameron started. Our family is dealing with this. This is important. You have to go. And I'll tell you what happened. My entire company came to me and said, David, we need to run this 5K as a company. We need to run this foundation. We need to finish what Cameron has started, because we as employees deal with this. Our families deal with this. And so my company rallied behind this cause, and we launched this foundation that is now national. We run 5Ks all across the country. We raise millions of dollars for teenage mental health causes, including digital toolkits in school systems, meditation programs, mindfulness scenarios. We've helped millions and millions of kids. And this is where the culture part of it comes. This is where it matters. If you walk inside my organization today, you would find 300 people that fundamentally don't care that we provide payroll services to our client base. They fundamentally believe that if we do something good for teenage mental health, that if we do a great job inside our business helping our clients succeed, that we can further a cause, then there's limitless amount of work and loyalty that we can provide our clients. There's almost no insurmountable challenge that we can deal with. And that's really where the story of a culture of Dominion Payroll Services is wrapped in, that we don't see ourselves as an organization that is just time and attendance, payroll as HR. We don't see ourselves as that way at all. We see ourselves as community change agents. I mean, look, Trent and Patrick, I could talk all day about mental health and what Cameron has stood for. But the one thing that she has stood for at the end of the day is convincing people that if you believe in something important, that if you gather up a community around your cause, there is almost no limit to what you can achieve.
Amen.
Yeah, man. Yeah, go ahead, please.
The first time I heard, I've heard this story several times. The first time I heard it was about a little over a year ago in Virginia. I heard you tell the story, and I reflected. I personally have never dealt with depression or stigma in that arena, and you're so right. I mean, Cameron was so right. When things are good, people clamor to you. When things are tough, people shy away from you, and that's human nature, and it's the complete opposite of the way the world should work for people and the support system
should work.
So,
I mean, think about this. You know, what we are learning about mental health is that when we stigma mental health, we are telling people to isolate.
Okay? That's right.
Mm. And look, and we all know the repercussions of an isolated person dealing with mental health. I mean, there's everything from suicide to violence, to gun violence, to drug addiction, to, I mean, just, it's a horrible societal problem. We're teaching our people to embrace it and go to them and say, can I help you? Can I listen to you? And can I help you see a resource somehow, some way? And just acknowledging that and making them feel like they're not some demon for the way they feel truly changes their approach to the way they self-care with mental health.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, what a timely time to be the guest and tell that story
with
what's going on. And I mean, I, come on. Your charisma and your culture was 14 years in. And then, I mean, exponentially, I'm sure, I mean, you wear it. I literally, when I'm with you, I hope I can be 1/100th of this, but when I'm with you, I'm like, man, people love working for this guy. And we spent 3 days together, 3 weeks ago, and I literally left with a whole heart saying, I hope I carry myself and reflect for my people the way he does. So God bless you, man.
Oh, I appreciate that, brother. Hey, man, I am blessed, and I thank you for saying that, Trent. I mean what I say when this is your Thanksgiving week, that I see an extraordinary commonality between you and Cameron. A person that isn't afraid to challenge the dishonest or the bad. So.
Well, thank you very much.
You carry a lot of that yourself. Yeah.
Dave, thanks for sharing your story and your entrepreneurism and everything, your family. I mean, way to open up. How can people look you up? Because they're going to hear this show and want to go look up Dominion and David Gallagher.
Yeah. Oh, listen. I mean, you know, I need to get my own website around fancy sport coats or something like that. But, you know, our foundation is ckgfoundation.org. And then our website is dominionpayroll.com. And on both sites, there are links to myself and Grace and I and the work that we do. And as we've talked about today, I mean, all of this stuff is interconnected in one long story. And so I'm also on LinkedIn and social media if anyone wants to follow up with me or has any questions about mental health or payroll services. I'm glad to chat it up with them.
Yeah. Well, Godspeed to your business, your family, your culture, Dave. Thanks for being on, and happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy the remainder of your vacation, and we'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving, Patrick and Trent. I'll see you guys soon. Much love, fellas.
Yeah. Bye. You're listening to At Home with Roper.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick Mikozik from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. We are wrapped up with Dave Gallagher. Trent, that was amazing.
Yeah.
What a story. If you get a chance, go back and listen.
And he told you, how to find out, and you can Google Dave Gallagher, Dominion Payroll Services.
Yep.
And Patrick was doing that earlier before the show when I was telling him about Dave and how dynamic he was, and he saw the sport coats. That's how you got your ammo. He said that was the. He said come. He said come with something new, man.
I got him. Well, I didn't know, Dave. Now, if I would have known about the fur coat with the LED lights, I might have come with that. You did say he looked like Macho Man Savage.
Just like him. He looks like him. I mean, which is a daggone good compliment because I always thought Macho Man was on point and had really good hair.
I couldn't stop thinking about him talking about those east winds. He's on vacation in the islands, I guess. It took time to talk to us.
I was really I never get you to get here like, hey, make sure you're right on time. And then TJ,
you did.
I was like, this dude's in Turks and Caicos with his family for Thanksgiving. Yeah. We need to get this thing done.
Wow.
No. Great guy. I mean, truly, we have all these Young Presidents Organization YPOers on here. I'm so proud of my friendship and my network and how it's a brotherhood, sisterhood, and a family. And he is a true testament to that.
Yeah.
And I walk away from all of these folks. I mean, I tell people, everybody's like, oh, you're in YPO. Is it stuck up? Is it? I'm like, no, it's the complete opposite. Like, if society has 20% of people that are rude and arrogant or whatever, YPO has 1%. And frankly, I say this all the time. I mean, we've done 50 shows with YPOers now. Everybody that I know in YPO, and if they aren't this, I don't spend any time with them. And frankly, our job is to not let them be in our network and brotherhood, is always trying to work on themselves, their family, and their business, and charity, and culture. And they're always trying to improve, and they're driven to do that. And, man, it's just awesome. So Dave is a testament to that. I'm so, so proud he shared that story. Just a true gentleman.
Well, no, I think it was cool that how he said it and how he let it off is he every time he gets to tell that story, it builds a legacy of Cameron. And same thing you were talking about with your dad, Papa Ron. Cool. You mean we talk about him on the show all the time, whether we're giving him a hard time about his hair flying through the wind on the boat looking like the guy from Kingpin or you know, his infamous scowl. It's the same thing.
Well, this is true. My dad used to love Outback. I mean, literally, if we went somewhere else, he would be upset. This is true. We went out back last night. We went to the Motor Speedway. The Smith family, Marcus Smith, they've done a great job. I had never been and seen the lights. We rode through. It's a great value. Great deal. $20 for a car. It's awesome, man, how much they put into this. Great. They have music to play. And so we went to Outback afterwards. My kids love Outback. Ford loves Outback. Ford was 3 weeks after Dad died.
Yeah.
And we're at Outback, and he says, "Oh man, I miss Pop so much." And I don't know if it's some telepathic thing or if it's through stories or whatever. But we were talking about how he says that and about Dad, and we were talking when we were asked to do the show shortly within a half a year of Dad's passing, we started doing the show, and my brother, got my greatest partner you could ever have, is like, I don't want people. We're private. You're going to go on there. I know you. You're going to go talk about Dad and talk about our business and da 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 da. And yes, I want to record these stories. I want people to hear them. I want the legend to live. I want the legend to grow. I want people to get motivated through it. And Ron, Dad was non-judgmental. That's what he was. And I think that's what the stigma, that's what stigma is, right? It's judge. So,
well, you know, and you're right. And you guys were talking, I mean, you and Dave, when you have something negative, the society that we're in wants to go away. And it's 100% driven by the social media culture of look at me, look at me, look at me, look how great I am, look at everything good, everything's positive. But life can be hard. And I think we got to realize that and come together as people. When someone's going through a tough time, be there for them.
Don't walk away. What a Thanksgiving show. I mean, Dad allowed me to start the cornhole tournament for Make-A-Wish. I mean, we're a contractor. He's like, well, we don't even make enough money as it is. How are we going to go to a cornhole tournament? So, God rest your soul, Cameron and Papa Ron. And Dave, thanks for being on the show. We hope you had a great show. What a Thanksgiving Sunday show. And agreed. Go do the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. Go Cats. Wow, wow.